So how did President Obama answer the five questions on the Libya case? On the first question, he seems to have judged that stopping Gaddafi was not a vital American interest, but perhaps was an important U.S. interest, something the country wanted but did not necessarily need, to put it back in the terms of my five questions. The want part of this perhaps resulted from the answer to question number three: what values are at stake in Libya? In this case, the president judged that the values of the United States and the international community were at stake. Allowing Gaddafi to slaughter citizens of the state for whom he supposedly had responsibility to protect would have violated both international and American norms. The president's answer to the fourth question, what are we willing to pay for, was highly qualified. The United States expended substantial resources in the early stages of the operation, but then cut back dramatically. Some observers in the American press were already counting how many millions of dollars were spent with each missile that was sent to attack Gaddafi's defenses. After all, we're a nation that badly needs to find a way to diminish our debt, not ways to increase it. Finally, the president decided he was not willing to put American lives on the line for this operation. No boots on the ground.